Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I am one of the hosts and one of the producers, rather, of the Lizzie T Radio Show, and we are broadcasting live today. We have such technical difficulties today. It's been crazy. I don't know if it's the day. I don't know if it's the weather. I don't know what's going on. And first of all, I really, really want to say our prayers and our thoughts are with the victims that it is really, it's a sad day, really. I can't imagine something like this happened here in Canada. We are a people that welcomes every race, every culture, every belief, everything. And for something like that, I mean, not that it should happen in other countries in the world, obviously, but for something like that to happen in Canada, I am at awe. I've been in Canada. I am an immigrant myself over 25 years. Basically, all my life I've been in Canada, and it is devastating to hear something like this and to witness something like this in Canada, in Toronto. And for all of you that are sending us messages and emails and tweets and Facebook, all that, Instagram messages, we are fine. We are on the west end of that place, and I don't know anyone yet that has suffered or is a victim of this horrendous happening. My goodness, I don't even know what to say. On a happier note, it is finally spring here in Canada, and it's so interesting after so long, after basically it looks like our winter just lasted forever, and it is incredible to witness something, you know, the weather being so so harsh for the longest time, and for us to be here experiencing beautiful, beautiful, unbelievable, great, great weather, and is I'm so happy that finally we have plus 15. My goodness, can you believe it? It is just crazy. And we had a 13 and on the weekend, and now it is finally we are experiencing beautiful, beautiful weather with wonderful warm, and our running clinic, it has just started, and I'm so happy that we were able to go out and experience this wonderful weather. And even though whatever happened here after 1 o'clock when we were back, and but anyhow, again, our prayers and everything is with our brothers and sisters that had participated of that horrendous episode. We have today, and as I mentioned earlier, a huge technical difficulty, but all good shows are meant to happen and are meant to be great because of, you know, some issues here and there. So as I mentioned earlier, we do have an amazing guest with us, and I'm looking at his picture. We've had this guest with us before, and he's an amazing author, writer, travels all over the world, and I think all over the world, but definitely within North America. His name is Abraham, and he is an amazing author, has 11 books published at Play Screen. His novels are one of the, I think we had Deborah Colling, one of the the life of Deborah based in the Bible. We also had a talk about Jerusalem. There is so many books, and all of this, you can find them in Israelbooks.com, Israeli books.com, and he is just amazing. He speaks all over. When you look at his website, there are the schedules for all his public speaking events. March, he just had one, and coming up, there's a lot more. So, yeah, I'm very, very honored to have him again, and I could not forget. I interview people all over the world most of the time. I remember faces, books, and we've had so many authors going through this this show, and today is not going to be the exception. I am so honored to have him again and talk about his brand new book, 11 books. That's incredible. That's incredible. And without further ado, let's welcome him to the show, Abraham. Hello, hello, again. Abraham. And, welcome, welcome again to the Lizzie T Radio Show. My goodness, I never, ever forget a face. And obviously, I do not forget your books. You are a very, very accomplished author. And 11 books and going, I mean, you're speaking all over North America. You're talking about your accomplishment and you're talking about your books. And Deborah Culling was one of the books that we talked about last time. So tell us, Abraham, what is new? What are you planning on? I assume that you probably have another release. Let the world know what's going on with you lately.
Yes, well, actually, last time we spoke about the first book in the Deborah series, which was called Deborah Rising. That was the first book in a series of books I'm writing for HarperCollins Publishers about, it's inspired really by a biblical figure, Deborah, who was a judge and a religious leader, a prophet, and eventually a military leader of the nation, which is quite exceptional because there's really no record of a woman leading a nation in antiquity earlier than that. That's about 3,200 years ago. So the new book is actually called Deborah Culling, and that's the second book in the Deborah Rising series.
That is incredible. Yes, Deborah Rising, now that you mentioned, I remember, and Deborah Culling, and you have done quite a bit of background, and if I'm not mistaken, Abraham, you have a background in I'm not sure if you're investigative or you just like to do lots of research, but looking at the titles of the book, I noticed that one of the things that you love to do is going through series, and if I'm not mistaken, last time you mentioned that you wanted to do Deborah about series three books, and you've done a lot of research. What is it that appeals to you, or captures you, or gives you that much of interest about Deborah? And where do you do all that research?
Well, I'm fascinated by history. Because it's so interesting to see how people behaved and how people lived in different times before they had all these modern accessories that we have today. And I love to do research. And the Deborah series is actually the earliest I've gone so far. My other books, some of them are contemporary, but some of them are historical fiction going back to World War II, etc. With Deborah, I've gone back much further, about 32 centuries, and part of the reason I've been so curious about it is because, you know, women's status, the status of women in the world, has changed very little. And I know that's hard to relate to when you're talking about, you know, Canada or the United States or Western Europe, where, you know, overall women have reached, you know, kind of equality and freedom. if not total equality in terms of ability to reach, you know, senior positions in business and in politics, that we're still far behind.
One of the things that I was reading, just to create a tiny little parenthesis, is that it's still in Canada and the U.S., women do get paid $25 to $1 an hour less than a man doing exactly the same job. And when I've read that, I was like, no way.
Yes, it's fascinating how even in modern societies where women have achieved a measure of freedom and equality before the law, at least, you know, there's still a struggle. But, you know, if you look at the other half of the world, so to speak, if you look at Africa and the Middle East and parts of Asia, women are still pretty much living in biblical times. They are very limited in their freedoms. They're completely controlled by their fathers and then their husbands and even their brothers. They're being killed for you know, honor reasons or for dowry reasons, even in India, which is supposedly a democracy. And you do have this distortion where women are without rights and without power and without opportunity. So for me, it's something that, again, traveling and meeting people, I've become very curious about this. And obviously, it's outrageous, and it makes you angry. But it's also, you know, if we don't understand the reasons, and if we don't understand how it's been changed in parts of the world, we'll never be able to completely, you know, solve this challenge. So I went back very far, and Deborah is a fascinating character because she was able, according to the Bible, the book of Judges gives her story, and biblical scholars actually analyze the language. There's what is called the Song of Deborah, which, you know, kind of praises her victory in a great war against the Canaanites, liberating the Israelites. And biblical scholars actually analyzed that language and determined that this is actually an authentic and very old language compared to other parts of the Bible, which were kind of written in later periods. So for me, it was very interesting to try and speculate how a woman was able, how a girl really was able to
back
grow
then
up and become a power.
Exactly.
When no women, I mean, there's no precedent for it, and if you read the Bible, you see that women were basically like property. They were like livestock. They had no rights whatsoever.
And worse than when we had the black slaves, it was worse than that. And I've been. Are you a believer, or you find the Bible one of the places to go to, or in this case, you are just using for research?
You know, for me, it's. You know, I'm not approaching it in terms of faith necessarily in this situation, but as a historical book. And whether or not you believe that everything that's in the Bible is history, you know, a lot of it is. And a lot of it is confirmed by a tremendous amount of archaeological digging. And I grew up in Israel, and I used to do a lot of hiking and visits. Yeah, and it's, you know, Israel is the most dug up place in terms of archaeological digs. I mean, everywhere you go, and the rest of the Middle East as well, Iraq and Syria. Unfortunately, those places are now, you know, torn by war. But the Middle East has tremendous amount of archaeological digging, and a lot of it confirms major parts of the Bible, which is fascinating.
And one of the things that made me think that this is God's hand and allowing this to happen, because if it would have been for the world, if it would have been for the times, this woman would have been killed a long time. She would have not been allowed to do what she did if it wasn't for, you know, a divine intervention, let's put it this way, because there was no way she could have accomplished anything. going without God allowing that to happen, or again, or higher being, whatever you might want to call it. But it's interesting how, and after we had a conversation last year, if I remember, I started reading in the Bible itself, the life of Deborah, and how much she was used to free people, to free to free her people, and to with the king itself, how much she was used, and it's incredible what she did, and not a lot of people kind of realize, and I'm surprised, and I'm happy that you're able to write this book for other people to have this kind of knowledge and awareness, because it's pretty much, you know, people take it for granted.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that there is very little about Deborah in religious writings. And she's really not a known figure. To even people who attend church or synagogue, etc., they never heard. A lot of people never heard of her. And part of the reason, in my opinion, maybe that's a cynical view, but religious institutions are controlled by men, have been for you know, generations, centuries. And here is a woman in the Bible who reached tremendous power and leadership, both as a religious leader, she was a prophet, and as a political leader. So the interesting thing is that she has not been studied a lot. And there's very few portraits, for example, you know, the painters that used to, you know, decorate churches and so on. There is very little art that depicts Deborah. You have art that depicts almost every male figure in the Bible. There's very little about Deborah. So in my opinion, she has been neglected. And what I take from this is here's a very short story in the Bible that depicts her as an adult. But there's really nothing about her as a youth or as a girl or nothing about her family, nothing about how she ended up being so powerful. The story starts in the Bible when she's already powerful. So my books are really, you know, a fictionalized, dramatized attempt to solve this biblical riddle and to give her that kind of youth that made it possible for a girl and a young woman to actually reach the heights that she did. And what you said about faith, I think there is also a way to look at it the other way. In what I'm saying is that a person of faith, a lot of times, can actually achieve a great deal because the faith gives her strength. In other words, whether you believe in, you know, that God intervenes or that God, you know, plays a role, I think you have to look at a person, especially for me as a writer, I have to write a story that people can relate to. And what I think, what I hear from readers is that they admire Deborah because her faith, and she does have faith, she's a strong believer, she draws tremendous strength from that faith, and she sees her, and the second book, that's why the book is called Deborah Calling, because she believes that's her calling, that's her divine calling, to rise and serve her people.
And how did you actually stumble? Because it could have been the little girl that was, you know, in Jesus' time that she was witness to seeing Jesus coming back. It could have been, I don't know, there is other women in the Bible. I don't know, Eve, just for example. But how did you stumble upon Deborah personally?
You know, I actually hiked Mount Tabor, which is a mountain near the Valley of Israel, not far from the Carmel Mountain. And Mount Tabor kind of stands in the middle of a very flat area near the place where the Kishon River flows. It's near modern Haifa, which is, you know, for people who actually visit the area. And according to the Bible, that's where the story happens. So in my youth, I visited the place. And I imagined this, and I could relate to it. And she was a very clever woman because she was able to defeat a huge Canaanite army with apparently 900 steel chariots, which is, you know, like today's tanks or the best, you know, military vehicles. And she was able to use recent rains and the fact that the Kishon River overcame and came out of its banks and kind of flooded the area. And she was able, with forces commanded by her deputy, she had a military man named Barak ben Abinoam, and they were able to manipulate the Canaanites to drive them into those swamps where the steel chariot sank and became inoperable. And that's really how she was able to defeat, really very cleverly, the Canaanite
mm-hmm.
army. And I grew up, you know, in that area, and I hiked it. So for me, it was a very strong childhood memory or
connection.
Youth.
Yes.
Exactly.
Well,
very physical.
It was in your youth, and you connected it, and so therefore later on you were able to do much more research and create this book. So, Abraham, what is the reaction from people now that you launch Deborah Colleen? What are the people are saying? Any feedback? I mean, this is series number two. I'm not sure if you are going to be going to series three, but love to find out what is the reaction of your readers.
Yeah, the reaction has been very positive, and yes, there is a third book, which I recently finished the manuscript, and the publisher is looking at it. And the reaction has been phenomenal. People are very curious about it, are excited. The novels are really an adventure novel. The hero is young Deborah. She starts the story when she's 13, 14, now she's 15, which at that time was really a young woman, not a teenager as we look at it today. She was a young woman. Women had kids at that time, at that age. But the reaction has been wonderful, and people can relate to her. The books are really telling a wonderful adventure with, you know, terrible setbacks, and depicts life as harsh as life was in the ancient world, very violent, very
mm-hmm.
difficult, very challenging, and also requiring a great deal of courage and
wow.
sensibility and resilience, which she is starting to demonstrate as a young woman. So the reaction
now,
has been wonderful, and people write to me, and by the way, which I love to get notes from readers through my website, which I figure I mention it now,
yes,
you go to my website, which
to,
is Azrieli Books.
Yeah, I love for people to know where they can reach you, where they can get the books, where can they get a copy of Deborah Colleen.
Of course. So my website is azrielibooks.com, which is my last name, Azrieli, the word books.com. Which is number one, you can obviously find all the information about the books and then links to where the books are sold. And both Deborah Rising, the first book, and Deborah Colleen, the second book, are really available everywhere books are sold, either as ebooks or paperback. And there are links through the website, or you can just search on Amazon. And also, if you want to contact me, especially if you read one or two of the books and would love to. I would love to hear what you think, share your thoughts with me. There is a contact page on my website. And I hear from a lot of people, and it makes all the hard work worthwhile, you know.
Absolutely. Any feedback as a writer is worthwhile, knowing that you're doing for someone out there in the world that can give you
yeah.
a little bit of feedback, a little bit of information, just something to keep you going and feeding, you know, your creative side. And by the way, everyone, I will have the links on my social media, Facebook.com/LizzieTRadio, Instagram. We're doing a lot of Instagram nowadays. I mean, people are very, very good with Instagram, especially in places that internet is not too popular. It's a little bit difficult to get on a computer, on a laptop, and even on the cell phone. Instagram right now is taking over Facebook, so we are tweeting as well, and we're doing a lot of Instagram, so we'll have those links there, a picture of Abraham and myself and the book, Deborah Colleen. So there will be a little icon and the link for this show as well, and you guys will be able to link to the book for you to get that wonderful copy copy of Deborah Calling. Now, when you do your talks, Abraham, and you talk, you travel quite a bit. I mean, you are everywhere. Do you do some book reading? Do you talk about your new book? How are your presentations about? And when is your next presentation for people that are listening right now be able to get to your reading or your presentations?
Well, I do speak on the radio occasionally, and there are links and announcement on my website. The actual book tour with book signings is kind of winding down. I'm actually turning to working on the next book, which is really what the readers want. They want me to write more books. There is also links on my website to other shows that I've been on. So if people are curious to hear about, that exists as well. And of course, the website gets updated, so anything new will appear there.
Do you actually do some reading for your fans, for people that are interested in, and do you get it on a library or on a bookstore and you do some reading, or mainly it's just it is to autograph your books?
No, I do talks. I talk about the book and read from it and sign bookstores and occasionally synagogues and churches, which is also a wonderful thing for me. Writing is a solitary type of work. I mean, there are imaginary characters in the room, but not real people. So
right,
it's always
right.
Very nice to be out and meet readers face to face. That's a tremendous pleasure.
I think everybody loves an audience, wherever you are, especially if you are, you know, in the public's eye. And even for myself, you know, every time I get to do a presentation or talk about my radio show, it is really, really nice to have not just all the mics around here and my control people, but to have people looking at you and feeding on that feedback, which is very, very important for us, that are in the public eye, to have that connection and know that everything that you do here is worthwhile, right? And that's why we're here. I mean, look at you. This is a full-time thing for you. Or do you, were you a professor in the back or before?
No, actually, I was a lawyer. I have two law degrees, one from Israel and one from New York City, and I practiced law in the United States for about 20 years before turning to full-time writing.
Wow, that's incredible. From law to writer and writing books that are, you know, biblical or has, well, they're different. They're a variety. Guys, you will be surprised the amount of books and different genre, which is incredible. I'm every time I look at the your repertoire book, I'm jealous. I'm good jealous for you. And you're doing amazing. And look at you, Deborah number 3. It is incredible. Abraham, I can't believe we're still running out of time here. And it's been a pleasure and an honor to have you on all the way from the States here in beautiful Canada. It's a wonderful, glorious day today, sunny-wise. Anyways, the weather is getting better here, so it is wonderful to have you back and to talk about Deborah Calling. It's an amazing book, guys. Check it out. I'll have the links for you guys to check it out as well on my social media. And thank you for joining us, everyone. We will be back soon. Thank you so much, Abraham.
Thank you for
and
having
have a
me.
Fantastic, have a fantastic evening. Bye bye now. And that was Abraham, everyone. Abraham Israeli. The website, again, it is israelibooks.com. Israelibooks.com. I will have the links Facebook/Lizzie T Radio for you guys to check it out. And so right now we're moving into our musical section. If we can get some songs playing, we do have quite a bit of variety of songs that has been sent to us, different genres, different rhythms and different languages, which is phenomenal because we wanted to be able to encourage people people that are singer-songwriters that have that, you know, difficulty to have their song played on regular radios. Here we are 150% supportive of all your music, all your songs, and all your creative side that that is within you. So send us your MP3 if you are interested in everyone at va@lizzyt.com. Again, is va@lizzyt.com is the website. And again, it is important for us to be able to support your music and your work. So we will be playing a song, and I'm hoping that this one will upload, because her name is Ashley, and let's take a look, everyone. Ashley, and the song is Daria, and we should be going pretty soon. I'll be right back.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now a worldwide show. The Lizzy T. Bob Pop Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new.
I can see you're falling apart. The pieces of who you are, you're not who you are. never been somebody who knows what I want. But there's been this one thing, and it's got me wondering, boy, it's kinda hot. We're so connected.
Tomándote mis brazos, cobijándome en tu amor. fría noche el alma se encuentra sin saber, eterna búsqueda de la dualidad. Espejos reflejados.
Esta noche me estremezco en la humedad de tu pasión. Busco calor, me aferro, entro en las profundidades del amor. Camino y subo a la velocidad, miro tu boca, la que lentamente se va desplazando entre poder ligeros. Todo se basa en impulsos provocados por distintos estados en los que nos encontramos. Cada día todo sale impredecible, pero real. Te lo digo yo, que solo una noche me bastó para quedarme dentro de ti. Nuestra comedia dibujada en solo una noche inesperada. Besos y caricias, besos y caricias, besos y caricias. Son dos cuerpos enlazados. Esta noche recién ha comenzado.
Fill us again. We need your glory to charge the atmosphere.